This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday that it was extremely important to maintain the framework of the Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he had not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting. The G7 includes Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Canada, in addition to the United States. Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it is up to the United States, this year's country's chair, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. A week after tons of ammonium nitrate exploded and leveled Beirut's port, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced his government's resignation as nearly 300,000 remain without habitable housing. The August 4th detonation at a port warehouse killed at least 163 people, injured more than 6,000, and destroyed swaths of the Mediterranean capital, compounding months of political and economic meltdown. For many Lebanese, the explosion was a last straw in a protracted crisis over the collapse of the economy, endemic corruption, waste, and dysfunctional governance, and they have taken to the streets demanding root and branch change. Lebanon's prime minister, Michel Aoun, who accepted Diab's resignation, had previously said that explosive material was stored unsafely for years at that same port. He then said that the investigation would consider whether the cause was external interference as well as negligence or an accident. Some countries have insisted that an investigation be launched to see if it was in fact an attack. This is